It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we are here at Crestview High School, Convoy, Ohio, where the Lady Indians begin their basketball season. JV's won by 10, 29-19, trailed the first half, took the lead about halfway through the third quarter and never gave it up. So I'm joined here with my Steve Stone, and he'll be doing the play-by-play. How are we doing, Steve?
We're doing really good.
All right. And the Indians, you know, we've had some graduations, but we got some really good players back, and we have some experience. We have some newbies. We have all kinds of people that are.
We got some big shoes to fill.
Yes, we do.
We lost two of our best scorers, and both are playing in college.
Yeah.
So that says a lot about their talent level that they left the Indians, and Kaiser's playing for Capital, and Whit Will is playing for St. Joe, right?
St. Francis up in Fort Wayne. So we had Miss Coach Patch on the sports
radio,
talk show
Recovery Radio
last night, and we've got some of his comments, and we'll play those right after this. We're on the Wayne Street Market pregame show, and we'll be back with comments from the coach right after this.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
We're on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Coach Brian Patch was on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee last night, and Bob asked the coach about his starters.
The starting lineup. We'll have our three seniors start with Kai and Grace and Carly, and then we'll have sophomores Bow and Liv.
So we're going to be big. The collar girl off the bench, and
Brooke and Kira will come in off the bench. And
Kira.
Yeah. Yeah.
So will you limit, like, will she play any JV?
She's going to play one quarter.
Okay.
Just because, one, you get five a night, and we're going to maximize her quarters.
Right? Absolutely.
So we're going to maximize her quarters as much we can for her so she can get the most out of it and have the best opportunity for herself to learn, and then she'll play four for us.
Coach Patch also talked about the Indians JV team.
JV team? How you doing? How like your JV team? What do you think of all these freshmen?
Well, they play really hard. They get after it. Obviously, I like our future, you know, with them. They have a high basketball IQ. They play really hard. They know the game really well. Very coachable kids, very likable kids.
JV level, playing hard's big.
It is.
It's big.
It is. And
you'll win a lot of your games just by outplaying somebody.
Right. Yeah, I think our JV team will do well. Like I said, they'll play hard and they'll defend, and Jeff will have them playing the right way, and they'll be fun to watch. I mean, they're going to go out there and they're going to give everything they have, and you know, like you said, Harold, when they're in games, they're going to have a chance to be in games just because they do play so hard.
Go after him.
Coach Patch looked at the potential for the season and how our team can be a tough matchup for some of the teams we'll play.
If we can beat anybody.
Yeah, that's the thing with
basketball.
We'll
be a team nobody wants to play.
No, right. And, you know, for us, you know, we'll shoot it a lot from the outside this year. And, you know, we have one of those games where if, you know, a lot of our kids are on, then
we catch fire. Look out.
We could be really dangerous. And, you know, hopefully we don't have too many of those nights where, you know, we don't have a couple people on. But, you know, when you kind of play like that, you know, you can surprise some people, and hopefully, you know, the nights we need those kids to be on, everyone will be on.
I feel like with your young kids too, I mean, your daughter and Val, I think that's going to be the beginning of the year to the end of the year. There could be some huge improvements out of them too.
Oh, that's, you know, that's something where, you know, there's not a lot of size with some teams. You know, some teams have that and some don't. And so, you know, we're fortunate enough to have two girls, you know, but not just be big, but, you know, big girls that can play.
A look ahead at the upcoming season from Coach Brian Patch. We'll be back with more of the Wayne Street Market pregame show after this message from our Coach's Talk sponsor, Hastings Auto Sales. If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, the 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we are back here at Ray Etzler Gymnasium, Crestview High School, Convoy, Ohio, here with Steve Stone. Steve, can you get us the starters for both teams?
Absolutely. The Crestview Lady Knights starters are, what's that?
Livia.
Oh, Livia. That's an odd way to spell it.
L-Y-V-I-A.
Yep. Livia Black, Lexi Gregory, Elisa Gent, Allie McCoy, and Paige. What'd you say that was?
Motika.
Motika.
Yep. They're getting ready for the national anthem. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the beginning of the game, the Reichner Energy tip-off, back in just a few minutes.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Everything is going just great, then.
Or, you're doing a great job, Jenkins, but you're fired.
Some things are unexpected, but one thing we always know, winter is coming. So plan for what you know is coming and get a Reasoner Energy Furnace Safety Checkup. For only $79, you can get a thorough inspection, uncover any problems, and get expert advice from the area's most trusted professionals at Reasoner Energy. Plan for what you can, and good luck with the rest.
Honey, you better sit down for this.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you. don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back at Crestview High School, and we got through the Crestview Lady Knights starting lineup before the national anthem. Can you run us through ours?
Yeah, our starting lineup for our Lady Indians starting this 2017-2018 season are our three seniors, Kaya Wendell, Grace Tin, Carly Stone, leading the team this year with the starting opportunity, and then with them are going to be a couple of very, very tall sophomores,
tall and talented,
Olivia Patch and Val Mullenkamp. So yep. Olivia's 6'2", and Val's every bit of 6 foot. So
she's listed at 6, but I think she's taller than that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
but I'm looking at them side by side, and Olivia is taller, but I don't know, maybe Val just plays taller than 6 feet. But.
So we've got our starters again, Kaya, Grace, Carly, Olivia, and Val, and they're going to be outstanding players. And we're very fortunate this year. We've got some really good young kids to come in and help with the give the girls, the starters, a rest. And that Brooke Hollick is just absolutely a blast.
Yeah, she came in off the bench a bunch last year, and, man, she's
intense. defense, she is just hounding people constantly when they have the ball.
Bundle of energy, man.
She is so much fun to watch.
If anybody that doesn't know us might think, well, they're taking one of their starters out, maybe we can relax a little bit.
Yeah,
if they
do that,
we'll have the ball.
Yeah.
Because she is.
I would assume
aggressive.
She's going to be the sixth person in.
Yeah, probably depending on who's coming out, but yeah. Yep, more than likely. So Crestview gets the tip.
That was the Reisner Energy tip-off. Right?
Yes, the Reisner Energy tip-off. I forgot to mention that.
Keep you on your toes.
Yes.
Lexi Gregory starts them off with a nice three-pointer from the right wing. Nothing but net. Ball goes down to Grace 10 on the left side. Stoney cuts in, puts it up, gets it partially blocked, gets her own rebound, gets it blocked again. Val Mullenkamp with the rebound,
yep.
Kicks it out to Kaya. Kaya, nobody
nice
pays
move.
Any attention to Kaya, drives right in and lays it in.
She faked like she's going to pass it out. They took a little step away from her, and she just turned and put it right in.
Awesome. Indians showing full court pressure here.
Yep.
Trapped. Gets the ball back to number 5.
It got to be about a 7 or 8 count at least.
Yeah,
right?
Boy, it sure did. Carly out on top, just hounding the heck out of number 5.
And 14.
Long Unless three, no good from the corner. Rebound thrown out of bounds by Crestview.
Yep, number
turnover.
Number 34, Paige Motika tried to get it inside to one of the girls and just threw it away.
Carly brings the ball up, hounded by number 4.
Oh! Just about
Kaya,
threw that away.
Get in there, Kaya.
Man.
Kaya with the three-point, no good. Rebound comes off to Crestview. 34's up the right side.
It's Paige
Motika. Fires a three.
Wow.
Livy Black with a three-pointer from the right corner, deep in the corner.
Yep, she has two of them in there, I believe.
Great pass by Carly. Good look by Carly to Olivia. Right down on the block, puts it up and in. Olivia has two. That makes our score 6-4. Crestview. Press broke.
Motika with a Paige. Nice drive to the basket.
Yeah, straight drive to the basket. Great. Stoney to the basket. Puts it up and in.
All right. That was a nice move. Very nice move. Motika bringing the ball down.
They got some good ball,
yes.
Ball handlers,
yep.
Crestview does.
Yes.
Really good ball handlers.
Wow.
I
didn't see that at all.
Carly with a foul underneath.
Yeah, I didn't see her reach. I didn't see her do anything.
Nope.
She does get aggressive sometimes,
yeah,
but that wasn't
sure
one of those
does.
Times.
Rebound, Carly comes away with it.
Nice shot, but it didn't go in.
Yeah, Crespi had a good look and just couldn't get it to go. Kai on the right wing, dribbles baseline, gets knocked down. Jump ball, good hustle by Kaya.
Indians had it, lost it, tried to get it back to Kaya. And
jump ball that goes to Crestview. Indians again with that full court pressure. They've got number 34, Paige Motika, kicking the ball in. And quick sub there by Crestview. They bring in number 5, which is Lexi Gregory.
Yep. 5:23 on the K&L first quarter scoreboard.
Oh, they said the ball was Crestview's on the jump ball, but it was actually Fort Recovery.
I thought so.
We swapped that. Carly's going to kick the ball in. It's knocked out by
Lexi Gregory. Yep.
So the Indians are going to trigger it in from the right side.
Probably a second should have gone off the clock, but 5:23, it doesn't make that much difference. But
ball gets into Kaya. Kaya dribbles, passes it back to Carly. Loses the handle on it, picks it back up. Grace over on the left wing, brings it to the top of the key, drives straight down the middle, puts it up, a little short. Rebound,
Motika. Up to Gregory.
Crestview hustling, blocked by Carly Stone.
That was great.
Great, great block by Carly.
Gracie dribbles it all the way down.
Oh, she called Grace 10 for a charge. That was ridiculous. That girl wasn't even close to being set.
No. Grace may have caused that contact, but the girl was moving with her. I mean, she didn't have her feet set by any means.
She wasn't even close to having her feet set.
No, I don't think either foot was set, much less both, but that's the call. So
score here is 8-6. Crestview leading. Indians with a full court pressure. Crestview breaks that, kicks the ball out. There's that three again from that left side, short this time.
Nice rebound by Allie McCoy.
And I think they're going to call Liv for that.
Yeah, so McCoy will go to the line. 4:39 on the K&L Tractor first quarter scoreboard. Indians down a couple. Allie McCoy at the line.
This Crestview team can play.
Yes. So Indians with one foul.
Good ball handlers.
Three fouls,
good,
I'm sorry.
Crestview's got some good ball handlers, and apparently by the looks of this first quarter, pretty good outside shooting as well.
Yep.
Second free throw's up, and that was good.
So Grace and Carly and who was that like? Oh, and Liv.
Val Mullenkamp, Liv. Oh,
they each have one foul. Carly with the ball.
Dribbles down the middle, puts it up, and it's good.
Hit every part of the rim. Went right on through. 9-8 now. The score. Indians down a point.
Carly's playing some really aggressive defense on Lexi. Skip cross-court pass.
Motika at the top.
Motika travels. No call. Ball's up. Short by a mile. Actually, it was an air ball and out of bounds. Indians yep. are going to, Val Mullenkamp's going to trigger that ball into Carly. Got some subbing going on. We've got Kiki in, and we've got, of course, Brooke in.
Yep.
Brooke College.
So Kiera Wendell, Brooke College in for the Indians. And Kaya and Livy out.
Ball around, kicked into Val. Val takes a dribble, puts it up. Good.
Nice move,
Val.
Indians lead.
Absolutely.
10-9 on the K&L first quarter scoreboard. Motika with the ball, top of the key.
Carly's guarding her. Skip pass again, just about stolen by Grace. Ball goes around the right side. Lexi brings that back to center. Lexi Gregory passes it down to number 3, which is Bailey Gregory. Shots up on the corner by number 22, and it's good. Allie McCoy gets one down on the left baseline.
And the lead goes back to the Knights.
Kiki on the left side, no good. Brooke with the rebound.
Did not control it. Tried to save it from out of bounds and just didn't quite get there.
Yeah, mishandled by Brooke, and that's going to be a turnover. And Crestview Lady Knights are going to trigger it in. Number 5, Lexi Gregory bringing the ball up.
Again, tremendous ball handling by this Crestview team. Down on the left wing, passed into the middle. A lot of traffic in there. Knocked away by Brooke, picked back up by Crestview. Three, no good. Brooke with the rebound. Brooke's going to bring the ball up. Met at half court. Kicked off to Carly on the right. Grace, get in there, Grace. Get in there, Grace.
That's her shot.
Yeah, it is.
She's got that quick shot, and yeah, she got it off.
They leave her right there. She's gonna kill them.
Indians lead by two on the K&L first quarter scoreboard. 220 left.
Back down the other way. Again, three by them. Boy, that Lexi Gregory, man, we cannot let her shoot that.
Nope.
Makes our score 14-13. Carly brings the ball up.
Comes down a point.
Passes it to Grace over on the left side. Ball stolen, tipped. Errant pass by Grace, picked off by Lexi Gregory, and here we go the other way. Kicked out. Here's a three ball. Good.
3-point basket.
Olivia Cunningham.
It's 17-13 now.
17-13.
Minute 45 left in the first quarter.
Passed into Val, back out to Grace. Gracie 10 for 3. Good.
3 again. 17-16. Indians down a point. Lexi Gregory.
Lexi bringing the ball up.
Yep.
They're setting up. Got number 3 out on the right wing, which is Bailey Gregory.
She's a freshman.
Trying to set them screens to get them 3 ball shots open.
Yep.
And here we go again. No good by Lexi Gregory. Rebound. Didn't see who grabbed that.
Mullenkamp.
Mullenkamp to
Grace. 10.
Grace kicks it out to Carly. Carly on the left side drives. The floater. Good.
All right.
That was a nice shot.
It's a great shot.
Nice floater by Carly. Gets that go in. That makes our score 18-17. 50 seconds left here in the first period. First quarter. Lexi sets up the offense, goes to the left side. Grace guarding Lexi, back around to the other side. Brooks right there in that girl's face, thank goodness. Drive by 23, kick back out. Drive by Lexi Gregory. Oh, she stops, turns, and shoots a 3.
Oh, man. Nice shot.
Unbelievable. But 10 backed off of her, and she, yep. I don't know what the heck she was thinking, yep. And she just fired that thing off.
10 seconds left here in the first quarter on the K&L tractor scoreboard. Tipped away. Brooke has it. 4 seconds. Carly has it. Dribbles, loses a handle, swings it up, and it's, oh, that hit the rim. I thought that was going in from about 35 feet away. So as we end the first quarter on the K&L tractor first quarter scoreboard, Crestview 20, Indians 18. Back in just a
minute. Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back. Second quarter, sponsored by Fort Camp Excavating here. Crestview, Ohio.
Right, we don't have one of their commercials yet, so we're going to do Fowler Mechanical.
Okay.
So it's going to be the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. We'll get the...
Whatever you say, boss.
Well, we're recording their commercial tomorrow.
All right.
So we don't have one for them, so whichever one we say, it'll still be nice.
Crestview brings the ball in. Number 34, Motika comes down to the right side, back out to the top of the key, 3-point ball up, air ball. She gets her own rebound.
Nice. She was charging that basket.
Val comes away with the rebound. Man, you got to box that girl out. Gets her own rebound.
Yeah, from the top of the key almost.
Val gives the ball to Kiki. Kiki kicks the ball over to Brooke. Back Kaya. To Kaya. Over to Kiki. Brooke, top of the key, kicks the ball down to Val. Val drives, turns, kicks it back out to Kaya. Kaya drives. Oh, yeah, all the way to
nice
the basket.
Move.
Get it there. Nice. Kaya Wendell straight to the hoop. Off the glass, gently off the glass. 2 points. Makes our score 20-20. Up back the other way in a big hurry. Here comes Crestview. Down to the left corner. Dribbles back up to the center. Three-point ball up. No good.
Matika on a miss.
Olivia with a big rebound. Kicks the ball out to Kiki. Kiki kicks it over to Val. Val. Oh, my goodness.
Man.
That's okay.
She was making a move. The girl
makes
was
a spin move, and they call a charge. That's
the girl is not set, but it is a foul on her. So
I don't know. I don't like that dude. He's on my S list at this point. Coming back to the
list.
Yeah, we'll say that. Passed in down low. Turns up. No good. Kira with the rebound.
Yeah. Allie McCoy with a miss.
Val with the ball down the corner. Kick back out to Wendell. Wendell to Wendell.
This one's Kiki.
Nice. Oh, she
tried to pass and didn't quite get it. And somebody was in her way, and she ended up losing her balance and having to pick up that pivot foot. So
scores still 20-20. 6:27
left in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard.
Livy Black kicks the ball into Lexi Gregory. She's kind of coming up the left side here. She's got Livy Black down in the corner. She crosses back over center. Down to the right side. She wanted that, but Brooke was right up in her face.
Otika makes a move.
Oh.
I don't think he saw who hit it, so he just gives it to the offense.
Back to them, yep.
Yep. And that's reasonable, I guess. We could see that, she touched it.
Yeah, you're way too nice.
But the two players were blocking him. He is on the other side of the court, so.
Olivia Patch knocks that inbound ball out of bounds, so they're going to shift to the other side of the basket. And number 14, Gent kicks, tries to get the ball in, gets the ball into
Bailey Gregory.
They're really looking for those threes, but we're covering them up right now. Back out, three ball up, and it's good.
Wow.
Livy Black.
Indians down by three,
23-20.
Under six here in the...
Brooke drives all the way to the basket, gets the ball blocked.
Now, I think that one was a real foul. She swatted that one and got a lot of arm, but no foul called on that.
That dude over there, he's definitely from Crestview. He's from Convoy. He might be Convoy's mayor.
Athletic director, principal.
Oh.
Gracie
misses an easy one in the middle of the lane.
That's one she usually makes. We'll take that shot every
back
time.
Back up. Here they go. Hustling up. She traveled.
That was Cunningham. Had the ball. Tried to make a move and forgot to put the ball on the floor first. Carly will take the ball out into Gracie.
Carly bringing the ball up. Get some half-court pressure.
Oh.
Good ball movement by the Indians.
And get it. Gracie's open. It's up and in.
Oh, baby.
Tied at Gracie, 23.
Gracie with a nice shot. Three-point ball from the left side, left wing.
Yep.
Right back comes Crestview trying to get that screen. Oh, get in there, Brooke.
Brooke
with Collier
with
the steal. Pulls up, shoots, and it goes in.
That hung on the rim for almost a second before it fell in. Indians up by two now on the
right back
mechanical second quarter scoreboard.
Oh, good hustle by Kaya. Just about got a steal.
Motika in and out. Excuse me, that was Cunningham in and out.
Oh, Carly.
Too long a pass. Crestview with it.
Breakaway layup. No problem. Going to call a time. Crestview's going to take a timeout here with our score 25-25, 4:37 to go left here in the second period.
Yep, we'll be back right after this.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
We're back here at Ray Etzler Gymnasium in at Crestview, Convoy, Ohio. One heck of a game going on right here with the Indians and Lady Knights. Scores tied up 25-25. We got some really good ball handlers and a couple of really good teams right here.
Yep, 437 on the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. And Indians have the ball.
Kiki brings the ball up. Oh, Val. And Val mishandles a pass out of bounds.
Pass to turn. She started to turn before she got the ball.
Can't have a lot of turnovers against this team.
No,
because this team's going to smoke you the way they're shooting the ball.
Yep, we need to improve our three-point defense, but I'm not
Lexi Gregory.
I'm not smart enough to know how to. That was definitely a travel. Got the ball to her, and she's going to put the ball down, and she ran into somebody. Might have been a charge, but definitely a travel. So Gracie will kick it into Kiki.
Kiki comes up the left side, kind of eyeing up what's going on. Gets the ball. Oh, terrible pass right to
Motika.
Motika.
She's up. No good. A nice rebound.
Grace comes
Grace.
Down with the rebound. Gets the lead. Pass out to Val. Val. I don't know how they don't call out a foul. But
grabbed her arm.
They didn't call a foul, but they knocked the ball out of bounds.
Yeah. We'll take it.
Ball's kicked in by Carly Stone. Gets into Grace. Grace. Not looks for a three, yep. Backs out, gives it to Kiki. Kiki's at the top, kicks it down to her sister. Ball back out to Carly up top. Carly drives. Hey, they did call. I thought they were going to call travel on that. No. And I was going to come up. I was going to come out of the seat.
I'm not sure there's any contact on that one. They put their hand on the ball. Should have been a jump ball, but they missed three other fouls. So we'll take that one.
That puts Carly on the line shooting two.
That looks like Crestview's first foul of the game.
Carly misses the first one.
She'll miss the next one. We're tied at 25, 3:49 on the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard. Carly shooting one more. That one's in. And Indians lead by a point.
26-25. We got Lexi Gregory bringing the ball up. Met right at the top of the key by Wendell. Passes the ball to the left side. Gets dumped in the middle. Carly's in there. Oh, how they
couldn't
didn't.
Couldn't get it away from him.
Over to Cunningham. Over to Cunningham. Back to number four. Oh, no way.
Shot from
that Lexi Gregory is unbelievable. That was a Michael Jordan shot from way behind the backboard.
That was, she was in the corner. She had to
on the baseline, shoots it over the backboard, and it goes in.
Yep.
Nice turnaround jumper by Val. Great move by Val.
Back in the lead by a point, 3 minutes on the Fowler Mechanical third or second quarter scoreboard.
Here comes Crestview right back at us.
Might have been a travel, but they didn't call it. Motika on the right side.
Wow, this team is Motika in the middle, gets a rebound, puts it up and in. You know, they're just playing tough.
Yep.
Coming back,
team.
Coming back the other way with Grace. Hounded by almost a double team. Back out to Carly. Carly behind the back dribble up. Gets blocked by number 22. Allie McCoy.
And she's hustling, trying to get the ball back, and a foul called.
It's ridiculous.
Carly.
She does that all the time. She gets blocked or gets a bad, doesn't get what she wants, and then she turns around and makes a dumb foul. That was a dumb foul.
She's trying hard to make up for the mistake, and she's pushing it too hard.
Yeah, that was her number. That was her second, so she's probably going to set the rest of this.
Yeah, 2:25 left, so that's not bad. We got very good subs, so you know, we can go seven deep and maybe more with giving people some rest.
Round the horn. Just about. She tried to, number four tried to take that three, but boy, Kiki got out there just in time. Val with the steal.
Yep.
Tried to get it inside to Motika, and Val tips it away. Kiki
brings the ball up down the left side. Found Olivia Patch completely by herself under the basket.
Indians by a point.
Indians take a one-point lead, 30-29, minute 50 left here in the first half. Here comes Lexi Gregory, and she is hot tonight. Hot hand. Comes, dribbles down the right side, throws the ball out of bounds.
Flips it to Black, and Black doesn't handle it. She took her eye off the ball.
Goes out of bounds.
We'll take that.
And then
grabs it.
They're going to take Crestview's going to take a timeout, or so are we, with a minute 39 left here in the second period.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
We're back. And Crestview High School.
Crestview took a timeout here with a minute 39 seconds left here in the second period. And the Indians are leading 30-29. And again, just a really fast-paced, pretty high-scoring game here so far.
Both teams are shooting pretty well.
Both teams are shooting really well. Definitely the Knights, their whole game plan is three-pointers. And we've been working well getting the ball down in. Val's been moving the ball, getting in, getting some good looks. Olivia just had a tremendous look and a tremendous basket.
Yep, that was a very nice entry pass.
Found by Kiki. Yeah, here comes Grace bringing the ball up. Minute 30 left here. Off to the right side to Kiki. She drives down the middle. Val Mullenkamp kicks it back out to Val. Shoots up a three. No good.
Long rebound.
Long rebound out by Lexi Gregory. Kicks the ball down. 14 comes in. Puts up a shot. No good. And knocked out of bounds by, thank goodness, Crestview.
Looks like it was Black. It was the last one to tip it. So minute 15 left on the second quarter Fowler Mechanical scoreboard.
Grace kicks the ball into Kiki. Here comes Kiki up the middle. Dribbles to her left, drives. Oh, found her sister streaking to the basket.
They call a travel.
They call a travel on Kaya.
Yeah, it probably was, but I thought she had a little help with that, like maybe a little push in the back. But
so there's about a minute left here in the second period, and we've got Lexi Gregory bringing the ball up. Met at the top of the key by Kiki. Pass down to the right side. Entry pass, turn, shoots, no good. They're going to call foul.
Matika with a shot.
Foul on Val, I believe.
Yep. I think if she'd have made that, they wouldn't have called the foul. It was that.
No, they called that on Brooke.
Oh. Wow.
I didn't even see her in there.
Yeah, she must have been reaching down low or something because I didn't see that at all.
52 seconds here with Motika stepping to the free throw line.
Indians lead by one.
First shot up, no good.
For a great basketball player, I think she's 0 for 3 from the line.
And that's perfectly fine with me.
Yes, yeah, she can keep doing that.
We can honestly say she's no Wendell.
Faith.
Yeah, she's no
Hope Wendell. She's no Hope Wendell. We're tied at 30. She makes the second one. 52 seconds on the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard.
Kiki getting a lot of minutes here in the first half. Passes ball over to Brooke. Brooke crosses the key, passes it back to Grace. Cross-court pass over to Kiki. Back to Grace 10. Grace pops one.
Oh, baby.
They left her alone. She said, if you're going to leave me alone, I'm shooting it.
She stepped back about a half a step, and Grace popped shot a 23-footer.
Boom.
Right through the net.
33-30.
Indians with the lead.
12, 11 seconds. Good defense by the Indians. Oh, don't shoot.
Four, three.
Indians
two,
got them tied up.
One.
Are they going to get a shot off?
Yeah, it's off.
No good.
All right.
33-30.
That was a great first half of basketball.
Yes,
here.
It was.
33-30. Indians leading.
And we're going to take a break.
Going to
take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Crestview High School, Ray Etzler Gymnasium in Convoy, Ohio. And Indians leading 33-30 in a pretty wild, crazy,
very fast pace.
Very fast pace.
These guys aren't playing like it's the first game of the year. I don't know how many games Crestview's played. We've just had a couple of scrimmages, and we haven't looked nearly as good in those scrimmages as we look tonight.
Right.
We look pretty darn polished, really.
Yes.
I mean, the girls are playing well. They're moving the ball well. I got no complaints.
And our defense is pretty good. We need to do a little better on the three-pointers, but I'm sure that's the way our defense is set up.
We're collapsing good and taking the lane away from them, but I don't think they want that anyhow. They're setting up to shoot those threes, and they're doing a fantastic job. We don't have any guys helping us with stats tonight. So we don't have our stats, guys.
And we can't see the scoreboard over there, although it does look like, let's see, you got the that on there. Oh, it looks like Grace 10 has 12 points. And the rest of them, it's hard to say.
They've got a post
right in the way.
Yeah, they've got a screen over the scoreboard, and from where we're sitting, all we see is the big bar that comes down through that. But I can tell you one thing. That Livy Black is playing well for Crestview, and Lexi Gregory is also playing well.
Yep.
And also their senior forward guard, that Paige Motika, she's playing really, really well.
Yeah. Lexi Gregory has 11 points for them, it looks like. It might be 14 because the post is there, but she's got a bunch leading them. And we have four players with one foul, and Carly has two. And so she sat out basically the last half of the second quarter. And, it's a little tougher without her in there, but, man, with the way Kiki came in and played and Brooke came in and played,
I think it's going to be a little bit easier this year, I hope.
Yeah, she can rest some now.
Because, Kiki's coming in and she's playing really well. And, and again, for being a freshman, I mean, she looks pretty comfortable out there for the most part.
Yeah, she's playing very smart for a freshman, especially, but for anybody.
She hasn't looked timid, and she hasn't looked scared.
Yeah,
she's handling the varsity spotlight just fine.
Seemed like last year, a couple of times toward the end of games, Carly was playing every minute, and she would just be tired and have some of those make some mistakes on defense and end up with a foul, where when she wasn't tired, it would have been a steal or a no call. And so I think with Kiki and Brooke being able to relieve her some, where she can go sit down for a couple of minutes.
And that's what's neat too. Again, you get Kiki coming in and you get Brooke coming in.
Yeah.
And we certainly don't miss a beat on the defensive end.
Yeah.
Because both of those girls play outstanding defense.
Yep.
And I think Brooke looks a lot more comfortable out there this year shooting the ball than she did last year. And again, this is just the first game, so these guys are just going to get better and better.
Let's take a real quick break here. We'll be back in just a minute.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
We're back here at Ray Etzler Gymnasium in Convoy, Ohio.
And Les Johnson is putting on a shooting clinic. Yes. And they're announcing his name on the PA. He's throwing them up, and now that we say that, he's starting to miss them.
Yeah, you jinxed him because he was. Oh, there we go.
The fans love it. They love Les everywhere we go.
So this is the Cooper Farms halftime show here. We've got about 3 minutes left, and the Indians going to be getting started here in the third period. And, boy, I hope the intensity and the way the girls are playing kind of keeps up.
Yep.
Because, again, they're starting the season off kind of on a high note here the way they've...
Yes.
They good ball handling, again, by both teams, especially Crestview. They've got some really outstanding ball handlers on that team.
Yeah, they have several that are really good, and our ball handling has been fine.
Been just fine.
But I like the way we've been playing. I'm hoping that we figure out some sort of adjustment on defense to slow down their three-point attempts.
Well, the first period, they were getting some pretty nice open looks, which was bad because they were making them. And then in that second quarter, we definitely were moving our feet better because we were getting out on them a little bit more quickly, and so they weren't completely uncontested.
Yep.
And certainly made a difference, although, they're still shooting the ball. It'd be great to have a stats because I would love to see what the shooting percentage is because it's got to be pretty high.
Yep.
For both teams.
Yep. Let's take another break here. We'll be back in just a minute.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here. I want to remind you that the Division 2 football game is going on right now, and we will join that in progress when this game is over. Division 2 football championship from Canton, Akron-Hoban versus Cincinnati-Winton Woods, and we'll be back with the start of the second half here from Crestview right after this.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Can you hear me?
Why are you whispering?
I don't want anyone to know I called.
Oh, why did you call?
To make sure you still have
something for everyone.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Why are you whispering, mister?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back. We got to have a big shout out to Greg Lefevre. He's listening to us from Fort Recovery. Probably there with Cam Reese and Isaac listening to the game. So thanks, Greg, for tuning in and sending us a text.
Yep. One of our very favorite Fort Recovery radio listeners. And he's helped us out with several things, including the track meets last year and the year before from the state track meets. So Indians have the ball to start it off.
And Carly kicks the ball down right side to Gracie 10. Gracie dribbles around, kicks it back out to Val, top of the key, down left side, right side to Carly. Carly tied up at the top of the key. Grace 10 steps back. Puts another three in.
All right, 36-30 now on the third quarter Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard.
Ball's down on the left side for Crestview. Nice entry pass to Motika. She kicks it back out. Three ball up. No good. Motika with the rebound, puts it up. Grace gets in there with the rebound, kicks it out to Carly. Here comes Carly up the center of the floor. Kicks the ball over to Kaya. Kaya dribbles, kicks it out to Grace. Here's another one.
Man. Woo-hoo-hoo. Has she missed a shot?
She is hot. Grace 10 with another three.
Wow.
Makes our score 30-39. Indians leading. Carly gets up into Motika's grill, passes around right side, loses a handle on it. Oh, goodness.
Man, called a blocking foul. Motika,
that dude is not called. That dude right there is not called a foul on them the whole night. Oh, that's a guy we talked about. He's the mayor.
Yes.
He's the mayor of Convoy.
Yep.
Puts Motika, Paige Motika on the line. She's going to be shooting.
Indians up 39-30 with two quick threes from Grace. Bounces around.
She's going to be shooting two, and that first one hit every part of the rim and bounced out, thank goodness.
Yep. I didn't think it had a chance of coming out, but it did.
So Motika steps to the line to shoot the second one. Ball's up. Good. Val brings the ball in, gives it to Carly. Carly up the right side, gives it to Grace. Grace at the top of the key, eyes the offense. Starts down the left side, loses handle on it, kicks it out to Carly. Carly on the left side. She drives baseline, puts it up, and in.
All right.
That was a great move.
Yep, Indians are starting off hot this half.
Great move by Carly.
10-point lead now, 41-31. 6:23 on the Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard.
Lexi Gregory getting hounded by Carly, knocks the ball away. She picks it back up, runs into a screen, kicks it out for a three.
Faked a three, but traveled.
Oh, traveled. Nice. Boy, I thought they were going to call a foul on Kaya.
They called it late, but it was definitely a travel. But she was already two steps past that when they finally blew the whistle. So
Carly bringing the ball up. Turnover on them. Carly, they leave her go right down the middle. Kicks it out to Grace. Grace brings it up. Ooh, no good.
She finally missed one, but that's
rebound.
Okay.
Allie McCoy.
Lexi Gregory bringing it up.
Three ball in the left corner. No, a complete air ball right to Grace. Grace bringing the ball up the right side. Passes it back to Val. She travels.
And again, a correct call, but another late call. That was almost a full second after it happened. I'm not sure why they're hesitating on the whistles, but they are. That's okay.
Turnover Indians going back the other way with Lexi Gregory bringing the ball up the left side. Runs in. Carly runs into a screen but gets around it. Knocks the ball away. Race for it. She ends up with it. Passes it to Val. Can't handle it. Kaya ends up with it. Passes it back out to 10. Carly from the left side.
Oh,
no good.
Hit the rim, goes over the backboard. Man, I thought that was going to go in. It was on the line, but it was just a little bit short.
Indians still leading by 10, 41-31.
Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard, 5:15 left here in the third quarter.
Greg just texted me and said he lost us for a minute, so I don't know if he lost us or if we, did we lose?
Don't know. He might have lost it. We should still be on the air.
No, we're back. He said he lost us for just a couple minutes.
Okay.
We are up in, like, no man's. The only thing up here are windmills.
Yeah. So we should have plenty of power.
You would think.
Yep. And it may have happened. Chuck may have put us back on the air. I was watching the game and not watching our meter here.
We're going this way. Oh, absolutely we are. We're going purple way with the ball.
Yep. Indians still 10-point lead, just under 5 minutes on the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard.
Ball's passed into Grace, given to Carly. Carly slows it down, passes it back to Grace. Carly to top of the key, drives, middle, turn, shoots.
Yes.
Oh, no good.
Did not go in.
Olivia with a great rebound, and then she loses the rebound to Crestview. Crestview bringing the ball up. Motika hounded by Val Mullenkamp, passes it out. Now we're really swinging out and getting up in those girls' face on those three-point shots.
Yep.
So let's hope we keep that up.
Yeah, because
they are not getting those open looks like they did in the first half.
We have to slow down those attempts. There's one from the corner.
Carly in there with the rebound.
Enough pressure that they missed it.
Carly behind you.
It just about had it stolen.
Kaya, get it in there. Kaya, short.
Air ball.
Val comes away with the rebound. Nice job, Val. Skip pass over to Kaya, and then Brian Patch decides he wants a timeout. We've got a 10-point lead here with 4 minutes to go in the third period. Indians leading. We're going to take a break.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4850.
We're back. We're back here at Ray Etzler Gymnasium at Crestview High School, watching a good matchup here with the Crestview Lady Knights trailing our Indians 41-31. Both teams playing really, really well.
Indians scored about 10 or 11 quick points. I think three threes and a two in the first minute and a half, and haven't scored since.
Both teams have slowed down for sure as far as their scoring.
Crestview has one foul shot, 1 point this half. So 4:05 on the third quarter Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Indians are out of the timeout. And the Indians will trigger it in. See who we send down there to the baseline to. Or no, they're going to do it from the side.
Olivia's going to take a breather, and we're going to get Val's in there, and we've got Kiki in there, and
Brooke Collig
comes in. Ball's on the right side, passed out to Kiki. Kiki's in the middle, top of the key, passes it right side. Grace, they're right up on her. Passes it back to Kiki right down.
Oh, man, that was a nice move, but did not go in.
They could have called a foul on that, but they didn't.
Yep.
Stoney hounding. Oh, step back three. No good.
Lexi Gregory miss.
Whoa. I thought for sure.
I thought we knocked that out of bounds.
I thought for sure.
Nobody's not. Nobody over on the other side's hollering. So
I thought for sure Brooke knocked that out.
I thought so too, but there's one person on their side hollering.
I'm not complaining.
So we probably saw it wrong with a lot of people between us. But
Kiki brings the ball down the middle, passes to Carly. Carly scoots across to top of the key, passes back to Kiki. Kiki drives down the middle, kicks it over to Brooke. Brooke to Val. Val drives down the middle. Put it up, Val. Puts it up.
Little step back.
Nice.
From about 8 feet. 43-31. Have held Crestview to 1 point this half.
Yeah, they're going to catch fire here. They've got to, I would think.
They had a chance at a three right there and didn't take it.
Passes over. Ball goes down. Ooh, just about mishandled. Ball was kicked by Gracie. So Crestview's going to bring that ball in on the left side down at the bottom.
A lot of subs for
Crestview. They brought in about four new girls, fresh girls.
Yep.
Ball's triggered in by number four, which is Livy Black.
Allie McCoy.
Kicked it to Allie McCoy. Allie McCoy puts that up and in off the glass. 10-point lead for the Indians.
Carly, great drive. Right down the middle of the lane, kicks it over to Val. Val standing right there with nobody around her, puts it up and in.
I could have probably made that. She was just that easy a shot.
That was an easy shot.
Carly drew the defense to her and
dished it off. That's what she does best.
Awesome.
Good defense by the Indians. Ball's passed down to the right-hand side to Motika. Inlet pass. Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, man. I didn't even see anything.
That's ridiculous.
Into Allie McCoy, and somebody must have brushed up against somebody because they said they pushed, but I'm going to say...
They called that on Gracie, and she did not... Oh, that was ridiculous.
Yep, that's her third. So I'm...
Ball's kicked in by 14, which is Alyssa Gent. Ball's blocked, partially blocked by Olivia, but still the ball's recovered by Crestview. Down in the left corner, pounded by Stoney, knocked out of bounds by Stoney, going to stay with Crestview. Ball's going to be triggered in on the left-hand side by Liv Black. Gregory gets it, pounded by Stoney. Ball's down the left-hand side. Down on the baseline, Motika, she backs out, tries to drive, can't with Brooke right there. Back to Motika, she comes around to the top. She kind of backs up, kind of checking things out. Indians playing pretty good defense right here.
Minute
not
15.
Giving them any chances. Carly knocks the ball away, back to the Crestview though. Three ball up, no good. Stoney with the rebound. Gets absolutely killed and they're not calling anything.
I think they finally called it, but man, she had
knocked to the floor about three times.
Had a player hold of each of her arms. And they finally called one.
So Carly's going to take a breather.
Yep.
And they bring Kiki in. Val's going to trigger the ball into Kiki.
Yep. We got Gracie and Carly both out. And I'm not worried about our team. Last year, I'd have been a little worried.
Oh, mishandled by Fort Recovery. Yep. Coming back the other way. Motika straight down the lane. She runs into all of our players. Loses the ball. Brooke comes away with it. Passes ball down to Val on the right side. Val looks, throws the ball into Liv. Liv turns, gets fouled. Don't call it. And
Kaya.
Wendell, Kaya's right there to pick the ball up and put it in.
47-33 Indians. Minute 7 on the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard.
Ball's inlet pass. Val's right there. Good defense by the Indians.
Traveled. Yep.
Traveled.
I thought they were going to call a foul on us, but
there wasn't anybody around. How did they call a foul on us? There was two Crestview players that were fighting over the ball with each other. I didn't think they realized both their shirts were white.
Yep. So 57.8. Indians up 14. We have held them to a foul shot and a basket this half.
Give credit to the Indians. They're playing tremendous, tremendous defense.
Yeah, they are not.
And now we've got two
shots.
Freshmen on the floor. We've got Kiki and we've got Vaughn in.
Oh, yeah, Allie Vaughn. I didn't see her come in. That's awesome. She's a very good ball handler. Just showed it right there. But she did a little step back.
She stutter-stepped right there. Called her for a travel.
Moved her pivot foot.
45 seconds left here in the third period. Ball's thrown into Lexi Gregory. She's jogging up right through the middle of the floor. Met by Kaya, passes the ball off to the right to number 4, Liv Black, back around the other side. Motika back to Gregory. Inlet pass knocked away by Val.
Nice.
Yeah, good hands.
We
good
are
muscle.
We're denying them the ball. We have definitely, and I'm not smart enough to know what defense or anything we're doing, but we have definitely changed it, and we have shut them down this quarter.
Ball's triggered in. Open three in the corner.
Motika.
No good. Shortest girl on the floor, Brooke, with the rebound. She is just fun to watch.
Yes. You're not going to out-hustle her.
That's exactly right. Kiki, top of the key. Crossover dribble. Tried to get a pick by Val.
7 seconds.
Back up 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Kiki dribbles. Kicks it back out. Gets stolen by Gregory. She falls to the floor.
And the ball is loose.
The ball's loose. That's the end of the third period. On the 47-33, good guys.
At the end of the third quarter on the Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Back right after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here. Fourth quarter getting ready to start. Indians lead by 13. Want to remind you, after this game, we will go to, in progress, the Division II State Football Championship on the OHSAA network. It'll be Akron Archbishop Hoban versus Cincinnati Winton Woods. So we will go to that after this. Ball's thrown in by Motika to Gregory. Indians showing a pretty stiff man-to-man defense here. Down in the corner, back out to the top of the key. Ball's over right side, back to the center. Right side, number 10, Haley Speed.
Away.
Stoney gets the ball.
That's knocked away.
Got fouled about six times coming down the floor. Nothing, no calls.
Gracie has the ball, top of the key.
Paul's pass down to right side to Val Mullenkamp. Back to the top, Stoney. She kind of backs up and assesses the situation. Looking down, passes ball down to Grace 10 to the right side. Pick set. She tries to pick it back out to Val Mullenkamp down the left side. Stoney. Stoney just about got her pocket picked. Down to Val. Val puts the ball up. No good. Off the back of the rim. Rebound by Lexi Gregory. Up the floor we come.
Going didn't the other anybody way. There for the rebound. A little surprise. Nope. We usually have people hustling toward the basket.
Motika drives in, passes it back out, open three, good. Livy Black. We can't let them get that stuff going again.
Nope. Indians by 11.
Carly brings the ball up floor, top of the key. Pick set, she comes dribbling down, gets shoved, no call. Oh, ooh. Bad pass.
Yep.
But full recovery ends up back with it. Val, top of the key, throws up a three, no good. Rebound. Liv Black knocked out of bounds. She tried a pass, and Gracie was right there, knocks the ball out of bounds. We're going to trigger that in from the right side here, right in front of us.
So 6:17 left here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. Indians lead 47-36.
Motika throws the ball in to Gregory. Met at the half-court line by Carly. Still got just two fouls. Ball's knocked away by Carly, but gets picked up by Crestview. Gregory all the way over in the corner throws up a long three, no good. Rebound. Crestview back around the top of the key, back around, going down the left side. Motika travels through the lane, throws one up and in.
She didn't travel, just asked the official.
Okay.
So it's down to a 9-point lead now. And the Crestview Knights have scored 5 points here in
yeah,
the
five
first
points.
2.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. They only scored three total in the third quarter.
It makes the score a little more interesting here, 47-38.
Indians haven't scored this quarter, so we're being outscored 5-0 so far.
Carly gets the ball in on the right side. Dribbles the ball down the middle of the lane. Got it knocked out of her hands. Gracie with the ball. Between her legs, going to the left side. Val out on the wing, dribbles up, throws the ball up to Stoney about midcourt or top of the key. She gets fouled again by number four. That's two quick fouls on number four
yep.
on Liv Black, which is fine with me because she's yep. shooting some really awesome threes. So that's her, well, heck, it's only her second foul,
yeah,
so I guess it don't really matter.
That's only three for them for the half, and we only have two. So
Val gets the ball kicked in. She has absolutely got freaking pushed, shoved,
yes.
and knocked down.
And a girl with
jump
a
jump ball.
A girl from behind had her knee on her
hip, butt, something, and just gave her a shove with her knee. And she...
ball triggered into... Oh, get in there, Gracie 10.
Oh, thank you.
Gracie's hot again. Gracie with the three on left side, left wing. Perfect.
21 for Gracie. I can read that one.
50-38. Motika's got the ball, just about threw it out of bounds. Oh, she was going to take one. A three. She got... Man, it looked like contact, and she got knocked to the floor, but no call. Stoney comes away with the ball. 4 minutes, 50 seconds left here. Fourth period. Carly walks up the middle, passes to Kaya. Kaya just a ball, throws a bad pass. Here comes Gregory.
Up and in.
Up and in.
Lead down to 10 on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. 4.5 to go here in regulation. Hope that's all we get is regulation.
I think Brian Pat's going to take a timeout here with 4 minutes, 30 seconds left in the fourth period. Indians leading by 10.
Be back right after this.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back. I want to remind you, after the game, we'll join the Division II State Football Championship in progress from OHSAA Network. And it's Archbishop Hoban, Akron, and Cincinnati Winton Woods. And we will join that in progress. Plus, we will have all the other state football championships, either full or part games, overlapping with our girls and boys basketball this weekend. Tomorrow morning, Minster, 10 a.m. is kickoff, 9:30 is broadcast time, and then another game at 3:30, another game at 8, which will join in progress after our boys basketball game. Grace is kicking it into Val.
Val Mullenkamp brings the ball up. She's got the ball top of the key, looking for Grace. Grace hounded by number four.
Yeah, Crestview's getting a little more aggressive on defense.
They certainly are. Kiki's got the ball.
They're letting them do a little more slapping, so we're going to have to really take care of the ball.
Ball's back to Val Mullenkamp.
It looks like we are working on ball control.
Just mishandled pass.
Yep.
By Kiki.
Had a nice
nice rebound by...
Nice move inside, but didn't go. And
yep. Grace recovery gets a rebound. Yep. Grace 10 passes it to Kiki. Kiki's bringing it up. Again, met at half court with some pretty staunch defense. Got it poked away. And we're going back the other way. That girl just threw one heck of an elbow right into Kiki's chest, and they didn't call anything.
But she missed the shot. It was Olivia Cunningham. Okay, so Cunningham missed the shot, and then probably a little frustration foul. So
Opie Cunningham, was that Opie Cunningham?
That's Richie Cunningham. It's the same guy, but
oh. No, Saturday Night Live used to have something with Opie Cunningham.
Okay, so... So we have the Indians with the ball. 3.5 minutes to go here.
I wish there was about a minute and a half to go.
Yes.
Stoney weaves her way down the middle, passes to Grace. Grace, get in there. Yes.
Two-pointer from the right side along the baseline.
Stoney does a good job of getting that defense to collapse on her and then find the person
standing.
And
they have to, or if they don't collapse on her, she's going to put it in the basket. So
nice job, Stoney. Nice job, Grace 10. Grace is having a whale of a game.
Yep. 23 for her.
Motika shaking and baking. Oh, puts up a three. Get out. No good.
It's the back of the rim. Rebound up and in by McCoy.
Great. So
back to 10-point lead.
Turned to box her player out, and she did, but then left one of the Crestview girls sneak right through and get an easy rebound and bucket. Now, Stoney just got a elbow to the kidney.
Yep. The Indians are trying very hard to control the ball, but Crestview is really aggressive on the on their defense, and they're allowing them some slapping, it looks like, and some physical contact. So we're just going to have to get strong and Just hold on to the ball. That's what we need to do is hold on to the ball.
Faller Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard, 241. Indians lead by 10.
Stoney triggers the ball into Grace. Grace dances around top of the key. Passes to Kiki. Kiki's dribbling, looking for somebody.
Getting grabbed.
Getting grabbed and pushed. Getting stomped on right about now.
Yep. Passes. Through a pass right at Brooks' feet.
And so jump ball. Jump so ball. That's going to go back to Crestview with 2 minutes, 23 seconds left here.
Looks like Motico triggered in, probably to Gregory.
Yep. Stoney's going to meet Gregory at half court.
2:20 left in the regulation.
Ball's knocked away by Grace. And then Kiki got her hand on it, knocked it out, but good defense by the Indians getting the hands in the passing lane there.
Disrupting everything.
Yeah, they certainly are. Kai is coming in for little sis. Kiki's going to take a break. Kai's in there. Ball's triggered in by 23, which is Opie Cunningham.
Livia Black.
Oh, bad pass by Brooke, but Val picks up the ball, passes it back to Brooke.
Brooke gets it across.
Brooke gets it across, passes out to Kaya. Kaya passes to Stoney. Stoney, right side, has the ball poked out of her hands. Got fouled about six times that time.
Yep, they'd be foul number six.
They called that one, finally. Block.
Number five, let's see Gregory. Indians with only two fouls this half. Minute 52 on the Fowler Mechanical scoreboard.
Kai's going to trigger the ball in. Stoney got the ball, got it blocked right in her face.
Ooh, Indians tip it away. But can't save it. Oh, they're giving that to us. He missed that call.
I'm not complaining.
One of the other officials is going to kind of straighten this out. I would like it if the call stands because he called it out of bounds on them. But so it will be
overturned. Did they do the review? Did they call up to the booth and get that reviewed?
I think they just asked me.
Oh,
I was honest. We did throw that out. We tipped it. So
be quiet, Neil.
Well, that's how it is.
Oh, tremendous!
Gregory with the ball shoots it up. No good. Gets her own rebound.
Gets her own rebound over to Matika. Matika travels, throws it up, no good.
And they're going to call a late foul. I mean, the ball had gone up.
How do you call that?
The ball had gone up and come down.
And
somebody had the ball and
they
blew the whistle on a shooting foul. And it was at least a full second after that. But Indians lead by 10. Minute 24. Motika going to the line for two. As I said, 52-42 Indians. 124 Fowler Mechanical scoreboard.
Ball's up. She
missed, I think, her first three that made one. Missed one, made one. Missed this one.
Yep, a little hard off the back of the iron.
She's a really good basketball player. I'm surprised she isn't shooting foul shots a little better.
Second one up, and that one's good.
That one's in. So
they're going to show pressure here for the Indians, full court pressure. Ball's triggered in by Val.
4 seconds.
To Grace. Break the press relatively easily.
Yep. To Brooke.
Push Brooke six rows up into the stands. And
the little shove there. They're trying hard to either foul. Should be a one-and-one.
Yeah, that should be a one-and-one right there. That's a seventh foul.
They're trying to either steal the ball or send us to the line. But I have a lot of confidence in every one of our seven players so far that have hit the floor, so I don't care who's out there shooting foul shots. I have a lot of confidence. Minute 21 on the Fowler Mechanical scoreboard.
Yes, Brooke. Brooke, nothing but net there from the free throw line.
High arch, right down through it.
Second one up.
Same thing.
It's going to be short.
A little short.
Rebound, Motika. That was Opie Cunningham. Throws the ball out to number four. Gregory shakes and bakes. Baseline.
Oh, man. Those are late whistles. They called a
and I don't think it happened, but he called a block on, yeah, the, on one side of the basket. She got clear to the other side of the basket,
and then they finally
pass.
Blew the whistle.
When they blew the whistle, that's just a little frustrating. I think maybe this guy is waiting.
Are they on a 7-second delay?
I think they are. I think he keeps waiting for that other guy to make the call, and he won't.
Ball's triggered in, thrown up top to Motika. She drives, passes, kicks it back out. Three ball up. No good. Get a rebound, girls.
Come on, Purple.
Of course, right there in the thick of things is Brooke.
Livy was there. Val was there.
Everybody if the ball's on the floor and there's a scrum going on.
Yeah, Val's. Yeah. I mean, Brooke's going to be
Brooke's
there.
In the middle of it, guaranteed. Yep. She's in the middle of it.
They call it a held joint possession.
Full court pressure by Crestview. Indians get it in. Break the press really easy.
Just under a minute now. Kind of a
cheap foul there.
But they wanted to foul. So
Indians leading by 10 here, 53-43, 56 seconds left.
It was 30-30 at half, if I remember correctly.
We're going to have
they
Kaya.
Scored three.
Well, there
the
was
third quarter.
We had 20 points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
So I was thinking we were going to score 80.
Yeah.
We didn't make it.
I think they were up 20-16 at the first quarter.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And we were 30-30 at half, I believe. And we held them. We scored 17 in the third, and they scored three. But they made the first five or six in the fourth quarter. So it's back to an 11-point lead for our Indians.
Kaya gets one of the two, and here comes Crestview down the other way. Shooting a three from the corner. Up, no good. Brooke comes away with the rebound.
Oh. Gets it to Stoney?
Yeah, gets it to Stoney. Stoney gets fouled by Olivia Black, so Stoney will go to the line shooting 1-1. 42 seconds left here. Let's go, Stoney. Put these in.
42.5 on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. 11-point lead for the Indians, 54-43.
First one's up and good.
55-43. Indians by 12. One more for Carly.
42 seconds left here. 42 seconds from our first win of the season. Second one up off the back of the rim. Olivia with the rebound gets it ripped right out of her hands. Her dad's going to gross her out about that.
Yep, he won't be happy. Motika
coast to coast, throws it up, no good, gets her own rebound. Olivia rips it out of her hands, gives it to Carly. Carly dances around, just got horse collared by Motika.
Yeah, they need to foul if they're going to have any chance. They either need to foul instantly or just not foul at all and let us dribble it out. So
Carly's going to step back to the line. I'm thinking she's shooting about 50% from the free.
A little under 30 seconds there. Right now they're choosing to foul and see if they can get something going. But
first one up off the front of the rim, no good. She got one more.
Need to get one here.
Well, that's 10 fouls for them, so that gives us two, not a 1-1.
Yep.
Second one up, and rattles around, falls through. Motika throws the ball into Gregor. Gregory, she lets it roll just about to half court before she picks it up. Clock's on. Kicks it back out. Can't believe she didn't shoot that.
But they need to shoot.
Kicks it out to number 23. She puts it up. No good. Gregory with the rebound. 16 seconds.
Motika
dancing around.
They're doing too much dribbling. They have no chance of winning this game. It's under 10 seconds.
Balls.
Finally just throws one up. We didn't need to do anything there, but it's reflex to try to block that shot. Liv's
going to get a foul there.
Yep. 22, Allie McCoy will go to the line. She got that rebound on that kind of a desperation shot. 5.1 left on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard.
Indians going to come away with a win tonight on an outstanding Crestview team. First one up, no good by McCoy. Second one up, and that's good. Makes our score 56-44. Ball's triggered in, thrown to Carly. Carly,
so
just hold on to it.
Yeah, they knocked
gets
it loose.
Knocked out of her hands.
Yeah, they'll get
Crestview. Puts one up, no good. That's our game right there. 56-44. Indians come away with a big win.
We'll be back in just a minute with the Brick Street Tavern post-game show, and we hope we get a chance to talk to the
winning coach. Back right after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our seven different subs, plus your choice of two of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
And we're back here from Crestview High School where the Lady Indians, I didn't write down the score, I believe it was 58-40. Something. Yeah, one by 12, I believe. They cleared the scoreboard really fast here, so we didn't get a chance to check that out. I believe Gracie 10 had 23. We don't have stat guys here. Do want to remind you, after the post-game show, we hope to talk to the coach here during the halftime show, but after the halftime show or post-game show, we will go to, in progress, the Division II State Football Championship game between Akron-Hoban and Cincinnati-Winton Woods. That will be joined in progress. That game started about an hour ago, so we'll be right around halftime, maybe beginning of the second half for that game. I thought the Lady Indians played pretty well.
I would think that the coach would have to be fairly happy. I mean, yeah, for the first game.
Yeah. But he always finds a lot of things to improve.
Sure.
But
knocking the rust off and getting things going, I thought everybody played really well. I thought everybody was hustling, you know, for the most part. Like I said, for the first game of the year, I couldn't find anything really negative. They really played well. And they played an outstanding opponent.
Yeah, that's a really good team.
When you start the season, I mean, a lot of times you start the season with teams that maybe aren't the best.
Yeah.
And this team's going to win a lot of games.
We don't have any cupcakes this year. We're going to take a real quick break. We'll be back right after this, and we hope we'll be able to talk to coach here before we go to the football. Back in just a minute.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by a large salad bar, choice a potato and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer. Make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back, and the coach is making his way across the floor to give us a little his thoughts on how the game went tonight. And so, how we doing, coach? What did you think? We thought we started pretty well, a lot of hustle, but they made some threes early. What's your take on the game?
I think offensive people would love the first half, and defensive people hated it. I think, you know, we came out and, you know, offensively we did kind of what we wanted to do. We ran some sets and scored off of those. Obviously, Grace got hot. I don't know how many Three she missed. I think she was probably, maybe six, seven or so, something like that.
Yeah.
That she hit. I thought Carly got to the hole and did a great job scoring there for us. I think we were aggressive, and like I say, offensively, I was very happy with that. Defensively, yeah. Much happier with our effort in the second half of holding them to 13 points. From the standpoint of, I thought we locked in. We were more focused on the defensive end. We had watched them play Ottawaville on Saturday, and, they only had one kid in an outside shot the whole game. And so, not that we were playing off of them, but, defensively we didn't close out with hands up, and we let them have space to shoot. And, as we told them, you can't help if as a defender if they're just sitting out there shooting the ball. You got to pressure them a little bit, and then we have backside help. And, to start off the first, I think it was the first three or four threes, is we didn't come out on them. We just let them shoot the ball.
Yeah.
And, we didn't make them bounce, and that was what we talked about, is you got to make them bounce and then keep your man in front and then be able to rotate on defense. We did a much better job in the second half of doing that. And then I thought, our seniors stepped up and made some big plays. I know Carly's 5'9", but my goodness, she went and got some rebounds tonight yeah. that were big
yes.
for us. And, those were just grit plays of going to go get it. And then, obviously, like I said, Grace shot the ball really well. So,
yeah. For being the first game of the year, I was really impressed with your team. First game of the year, they could come out and play sluggish. They could play rusty. They could play slow. And they really played well. I did notice for sure what you had mentioned, that, the first quarter for sure, they were lazy getting yeah. out. And then I hope that you, let them know vocally how disappointed you were at that effort, because it made a huge difference contesting, those shots in the second, probably that started in the second period, but certainly in the second half, they were all over those shots at that point.
Yeah, I think they had 20 at the end of the first and 10 in the second quarter, and then 13 over the last two. And, the great thing about this group of kids is, you don't have to yell a whole lot, because in the timeouts and things like that, the kids know when they screw up and they know what they did wrong. I don't know how many times when I call a kid over, they already said, "Hey, I did this," and it's like, "Yeah, okay." So they know their mistakes, and so it's just repping those. And like you said, as a coach, you're always worried that first game, because you don't know what to expect.
Right.
I mean, you don't, especially on the road, because they played a game, and they already had a home game, and then now it's another home game, so they're kind of in that rhythm a little bit. Our kids, before we walked out of the gym today, they were all worried about, did they have shoes? They're all worried about, did they have the right uniform? They're worried about warm-ups. They're worried about their handshake. They're worried about what in the shoe. I mean, they're worried about so much stuff that it was kind of like, okay, just relax. We've been in games before, and remember what we're trying to do. And I think, early on, I think it kind of got to us a little bit, as far as we were so caught up in everything that we forgot to work on what we, our focus was on defense and so on. But
they definitely kind of were lazy a little bit on defense, but running the offense, man, they were scoring some points, and they were handling the ball well, and I thought they were moving well.
Our execution,
what the heck do I know?
Well, you're right. Our execution in the first half was really good for game one.
Yeah, it was impressive.
I mean, we got what
did not look like game one.
No, it didn't, and on the offensive end, and I agree, we got what we wanted. Our kids made some plays, made great reads. Too bad we don't have a stat sheet here, but to look at some of our stats, I thought Carly did a great job early of driving and drawing defenders and hitting people. I thought we moved the ball really well on offense. That's how Grace got some of those looks. I mean, she was getting, good looks. At the end of the first half, of course, she hit one about 30 foot out. Like I said, I was just really happy with the game one effort. The one thing I think we're never going to have to worry about with these kids, though, is our effort. You could say maybe they were a little lazy early on, but I think a lot was just not getting hands up on closeouts, and that's an execution thing. That's not so much an effort thing. But they're also worried about getting beat off the dribble, I know, because a couple times they said, we got to help each other. And so they were worried about that, because the film we had watched, they did attack the basket a lot more than what they did today. Today they played more perimeter offense, and so on film they were really attacking more, and so we were kind of worried about that penetration. And some of that is us as coaches, trying to probably maybe emphasize that so much that the kids were trying to, I guess, listen and do what we had them do. So that hurt us a little bit, and like I said, that was probably some coaching on that end too. So
Yeah, great win. Great win from a really quality opponent. Did you know those guys could shoot threes like that? Or are they always that good, or was this just an outstanding evening for them?
Well, I think it was a good night. Like I say, the when we scouted them, they had one three made the whole game, and everything else really wasn't even close.
Really?
And so, like I said, they had everything off of them was penetration. And so Matika, 34 for them, had 24 of the 39 the first game. And so, you know, we were really concerned with her.
Yeah, she's a very good ball handler, had some great moves.
Well, Motika and the Gregory. Lexi Gregory, yeah. Man, those girls, they can handle the ball and move. Yeah. They move well.
And Matika's good at drawing fouls, which I thought they had some fouls maybe, you know, that I didn't know were fouls on our end. I didn't think so. But, you're going to get those when you're aggressive going to the basket. So, as we told the kids in there, a lot of things to be happy and proud about. We got to win. And, you know, this it's going to be a journey. It's not going to be a sprint. And so just continue to try to get better.
Your bench play was outstanding. I thought the girls you brought in, things just flowed really well, especially for having some youngsters out there, for sure.
Well, like you say, I mean, in our top seven, we played 8 to 9 with Allie a little bit. But, you know, even in our top eight, you know, we got two freshmen, three sophomores, and three seniors. So, with having three seniors, which we got three really good ones. But, we're going to have some young kids in moments, and they're going to make some boneheaded plays in some moments. And, it's just part of the growing process. And, you know, obviously we're shooting to that March date of trying to get better. So,
yep. Great win, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
I really appreciate you stopping by and talking with us. We'll be back right after this. Message from Hastings, our coach's sponsor. Couldn't spit that out. Hastings commercial coming up here, and we'll be back in just a minute.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, the 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
And we're back. Indians again win. Again, they took the score off the scoreboard by 10, 12 points. I can't remember for sure. But as you heard the coach saying,
Good win, good solid.
Very first good. Crestview scored 20 in the first, 10 in the second, and then 13 total in the whole second half. Three in the third quarter and 10 in the fourth. And the Indians kind of walked away. We scored 17 in the third quarter to open up a good lead and never look back. So, as you and the coach both said, I think the Indians did a great job for the first game.
First game,
you don't know what you're going to get.
Made great adjustments to adjust to their perimeter offense with shooting those threes to really shut them down in the second half.
Yes.
So all positives up here at Ray Etzler Gymnasium.
Yeah, and Gracie, from what we could tell with the post in our way, scored 23 points, I believe. We had several. She scored and did a lot of other things. Everybody that touched the floor, all eight of them, played very well.
Yeah.
For basically the entire time they were out there. Very few mistakes.
Good hustle.
Yeah, lots of hustle. Of course, we're going to expect that all year long because of who we have and how they've always played. So we want to thank everybody for listening. It's the end of the Brick Street Tavern post-game show, and we're going to go right after the outro. We'll go to the state Division II state football final championship game, probably around halftime, with Akron Archbishop Hoban playing Cincinnati Winton Woods, and we'll be coming up right after this.